started over like 3 or 4 times. I did watch The Departed too, though.
Mm-hmm. The Departed's good, though.
Yeah, I loved it.
I don't think I've ever seen like a full, aside from The Departed, I don't think I've ever seen a full Martin Scorsese movie.
Okay.
Everybody, welcome to a podcast. Woo! We're going to start off with that. Welcome again.
But The Lighthouse is relevant. Whatever. Never mind.
I'll fit in from that then. Okay. Welcome to podcast, everyone.
Hi.
My name is Francisco Ramos, the locally known as the Film Bro. I'm joined by my hosts, co-hosts, more than hosts.
Oh, how nice.
Let's go around to my right. We have...
Hello, this is Julia, apparently Captain Peanut. Let's keep going.
This is Frankie, Jess Frankie.
And I'm Valerie, but you can call me Val. Because
we're friends. We have a very fun topic this week. We're all excited to talk about this topic. We've been talking about it in person, through chat.
Planning, brainstorming.
Emails, calls.
Emails.
Skypes.
I've been emailing pigeons. Frankie about this.
Pigeons. Carrier pigeons.
We're going to talk about a topic that's very close to our hearts and very important to our hearts as well.
As part of the film studies interns.
Yeah.
Of course. What is the ideal theater viewing experience?
Yes.
The ideal movie theater going experience?
What she said.
Boom.
We have divided each aspect of the viewing experience into three parts. Three mm-hmm. large parts, and inside of those parts, smaller, more important parts.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you guys all ready to get started?
Yes. Are we hydrated? I'm pumped. I'm not hydrated, but that's okay.
It's okay, we'll survive.
Also super dehydrated. I don't think I've drank water all day. Anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Part one. Pre-film.
All right, so, for this part, it is like all aspects leading up to getting to a theater. Right. So, everything we're doing... before or right before or even days before watching the movie. And the way we're going to do it is I'm going to bring up the topic, right? And we kind of all pitch in like our thoughts on the topic. And then we decide together as a group what is the correct.
Right, like the ideal.
The ideal, right? So starting off, tickets, right? Mm-hmm. Essential for the movie watching experience.
I mean, you can't watch a movie unless you sneak in,
but I wouldn't do that.
Right, that's not ideal.
No.
Don't break into a movie theater, all right?
Or maybe
pay for your tickets, support the industry.
Yes.
Okay, tickets.
That's what I meant to say.
Ideal. Buying before or buying at the theater? We will start with Val.
Oh, okay. Before. I've gotten into the habit of getting them before, because lately I feel like I've enjoyed going to the movies like as soon as they come out. So mm-hmm. I feel like if you wait to buy them at the theater, you run the risk of like maybe not getting to the showing you want to see, maybe not getting the seats you want, okay, so on and so forth. So before, I'm going to say before.
Okay, Frankie.
I'm going to say before for like all the same reasons. It's better to just be prepared beforehand instead of like getting there and then you can't, like, get good seats or there's, like, no tickets left. It's just not worth it.
Julia?
Well, my co-hosts have given great arguments, but after experiences that I will not elaborate on buying tickets at a theater and then your friend group deciding, oh, we're not going to watch the theater and not getting a refund because they waited too long to tell you, I've become the person who just always buy tickets. Even if the friends show up or not, I'm going to watch it by myself if I have to. So, before.
Before? Okay.
All the way, 3 days in advance if I can.
Okay.
I like to
be yeah, 3 days as in advance. Soon as possible.
As soon as possible, as I decide I want to watch this film.
All right.
I buy tickets before. And what about you, Francisco?
You know what? I'm going to say before as well.
Okay.
But I will play the devil's advocate here and say and propose the idea, mm-hmm. right, before we're locked down. Is there any value to the ritual of getting the paper stub, right?
Yes.
Of going there, looking at the times, you know, looking at the charts and being like, oh, I want to watch that one at this time.
Right. And there's like some fun in kind of like the sporadic decision, like, hey, let's go see a movie and then just buying the ticket. And I've had fun experiences where like got to the movie theater, it's super sold out, so only the latest showing is available and mm-hmm. like just got a really fun experience out of that. Mm-hmm. So I think there's definitely value in like getting there and mm-hmm. buying your ticket and obviously getting like the ticket stub that you get to keep as a memory and so on and so forth. But I think that the most convenient and ideally is to have your ticket beforehand.
Agreed. 100%. Yeah, it's fine. I'll be like, oh, let's go watch a movie, right?
Right. Actually,
it's very spontaneous if you just say to your friends, oh, let's go. Or, like, you just decide on your own, let's go to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to be spontaneous in that sense. But like I said, if you're going last minute, right when the movie's about to start, 10, 15 minutes, all the seats are gone.
Right.
Like, you probably won't get the showing you want. And I don't like staying past midnight at a theater.
Oh,
I'm a very old person.
That's when
all the Ruffians come out.
I prefer just, even if it's a sporadic moment,
mm-hmm.
on route to the theater, I'll buy tickets.
Got it.
Like through the app or whatever movie theater I'm going.
So I think we stand united on this front.
United, okay.
Before.
Good. Strong start.
We're going solid into it, okay.
All right. I guess this is kind of like an offshoot of that. Paper tickets or electronic tickets?
I'm torn.
Yeah, this is like a hard one because, so honestly, I personally don't have any specific preference. Like, if I get them on my phone or whatever, digitally, I'm not going to be mad. But it's nice to have that little, like, you know, that paper, to have it and to keep it as kind of like a memory of when you went to see the movie and the memories of it, you know.
So, in this case, you're talking about, like, buying the ticket, right? Paying for it, right? Going to theater and getting out the stubs.
Right.
Okay. Frankie?
Once again, I agree unequivocally with Val. Like the digital ticket, I'm like either way on it or paper. But like, for example, I still have my Civil War ticket, like Captain America Civil War, still in my old wallet. And I went to see it by myself, but I like look at it every once in a while.
Right. And it's a good memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally feel that.
With this one.
Much like a ticket.
It just depends on the convenience. Like, I don't mind. Like I said, if it's a spontaneous moment and I'm just going, like, randomly, I'll get an electronic ticket because it's just easier and it's quicker. But if it's something planned, like you decide to plan something, like an outing with your friends, I like to keep the stubs.
Right.
But I'm terrible at actually keeping them.
Mm.
I'll, like, put it in my pocket and then in laundry day
it
gets destroyed or I just forget about it. I'm not that type of person to just collect it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I like having the paper mostly because if you're buying in bulk for your friends, you have a receipt.
Right. But I also, I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
I think it's a strong argument. I mean, if the experience is only the movie, I don't think it really matters whether it's paper or electronic. But electronic for me wins out because it is much more convenient. You know, you don't have to, there's no risk of losing it. There's no risk of, you know, it getting damaged. There's no, like, you always have it there, right?
Right.
I just got to scan it.
Yeah.
All right. So do we agree electronic is ideal?
I don't know if I agree
I
it's
think
ideal.
It just depends on the person, depends on the situation. That
right.
could be one of those things that's like, you take it as you go.
Okay, but like, let's look at this ideally.
Okay.
Okay. You're not going to lose this ticket. Like, we're saying in a perfect, you won't lose the ticket. You're
somehow
you don't
have suction finger your hand.
Right. You don't have to worry about anything happening to it. Would you prefer to have like a physical copy of it that you can keep as a, you know, as a keepsake? I would say ideally, even though I'm kind of like ambivalent towards it, I would prefer to have a stub than just digital.
I mean, in an ideal world where, you know, I don't have holes in my pockets.
Right, because we're talking ideal.
Okay.
That's
then
the key word.
In a perfect world, I think, yeah, I would like to have a
in
stub.
In a perfect world, I guess the stub, you know, there's something to be said about, like, the antiquity
having
of it. Like, you know, the souvenir of
right.
the
right, and you can, and like Frankie was saying, you can look back on it and kind of remember that, like, that experience.
All right, I changed my vote.
Okay. So
did we vote on paper stub tickets?
Say aye.
Yes, aye.
Ooh. Aye.
Four mm-hmm. ayes.
Woohoo!
All right.
The eyes have it.
Lastly, for tickets, going solo or going group?
Oh, this is a hard one.
I actually really enjoy going to movie theaters by myself
because mm-hmm.
I don't have any distractions. But like I said, I'm a very reserved, quiet type of a loner.
Mm-hmm.
So I like having those moments where I go out with my friends and we'll mm-hmm. go to the movie theater. Then again, I'm not going with 20 plus people.
Mm-hmm.
I have found myself where I was invited by someone to go to a movie theater, and I found myself in a situation where I knew 20 people in the theater.
Yeah.
But it's not that I went with them. They just happened to also be going to the movie. I think maybe 5 maximum.
Okay. So here's my argument with going for going with people. Because I also don't mind going to the movies by myself. But I'm the kind of person who, after the movie is over, I want to discuss. And I want to analyze and talk and, like, go through everything. And so in that sense, I think I would prefer to go with someone else that I can then be like, oh my God, did you notice this? Or did you catch this reference? And, you know, discuss the movie. So I'm going to have to go with group.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I sort of agree with what Julia said. The solo experience, I sort of enjoy, like, going to...
It's a different experience that you have than with other people.
Yeah.
And then, like, I've had it where I watch one movie by myself. I first watch it, and then it's such a great movie, I'll go again with my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen the same movie 3 times in 1 weekend.
There's something to be said about going alone. I, like...
I think it's something everyone should experience at least once.
There's nothing wrong with going alone. I know a lot of people, like, especially on the internet, are like, oh, going alone to movie theater.
Like, oh my goodness, you don't want to be that person by yourself, but no.
Yeah,
oh,
you want to be that person by yourself. Right, but see, like, to me, that's not even what bothers me, because, like I've said, I don't mind going by myself, but I just, I'm very much an extrovert, so I like to have, like, someone afterwards to kind of, like, you know, talk about the movie and kind of go through things.
I like that too. I feel like part of the movie experience is, you know, digesting a process that you saw and talking about that is. So my vote is for a group or, like, a small group.
Right.
So then we're tied.
Are we tied?
Ooh, are we tied? We're solo, tied. Solo.
Yeah.
Okay. we could just leave it just preferred if you're an extrovert or introvert.
Yeah, if we tie, if we tie one of these, it's up to the viewer. Like, right.
What are we trying to? We're trying to get the ideal one. So we have to agree.
So no.
We'll talk. Like, let's see. So we talk through it now.
I think for me, I'll switch to group because although I enjoy watching movies by myself, mm-hmm. I think ideally it's nice to go with people so, like, you talk about the film, the mm-hmm. excitement. There's, like, so yeah, I'll switch my vote.
It's an experience,
but I do recommend going by yourself. You should at least do that once in your life.
What about you, Frankie? Are you sticking to your guns?
No, I'm willing to switch my vote. I've definitely enjoyed, like, friend experiences more.
Immediately.
I just give up. No. No, I enjoy, like, fun experiences and stuff. It's great to, like, discuss after the film.
Right.
Especially, like, of course, the Avengers films. I have to bring it up.
Okay. That's true. For Avengers films or, like, really action films or films that are, like, meant to be hyped up and that are hyped up, I think going with a big group is
fun. Yeah.
Like, I saw Captain Marvel, like I said, with, like, 20 people.
Wow.
I went with maybe, like, 8, and it just so happened there was 12 other people I knew, too.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I'm going to keep this going. So we unanimously choose... Small group.
Small group. Small group. I think, precise. Is ideal because...
Okay. Small group.
Small, yeah.
Maximum 5.
I don't know that many people anyway.
Okay, what about time of day, guys?
Time of day. Ooh, I think this one...
So we have like a morning matinee, right? Like you go early 11 or like noon.
If you go before 4, you get discounts.
Yeah.
That's in most theaters.
But you have like the afternoon, you know, you can get a little lunch with your friends if you go in the group. Or late night, you know. Like, I will personally say, I think it is ideal. Late afternoon, going in late afternoon, you know, there's still sun out. You come out like early night, right? There's that transition, right? Like you went through a portal, you went through an experience.
Oh, okay.
You walked through a river, you went through an adventure, you came back out, you're a different person. The world's different as well.
Yes.
So personally, I think late afternoon, going in, leaving early night.
100%.
Okay, I like not a late night movie because I don't want to be there super late because you do run the risk of, like, you know, getting sleepy.
That's true.
But yeah, but I do like a later movie.
Like late night films. Well, like, let's say late would be precise, would be like 8 p.m.
Yeah, I could do that. But I'm not opposed to
evening
to
films.
Like afternoon that transitions into nighttime because I do like the kind of transformative experience of like you're in the movie theater and it's there's still light out and you come out and it's dark and you feel like you're a new person.
Wow, the Despicable Me movie really changed.
Yeah,
as a person.
Exactly. Like I really feel changed and I've transcended.
I really identify as a group, you know.
Yeah. I identify as the minion with one eye.
What was that mean, Steve?
I have no idea. I haven't seen a Despicable Me movie in like years.
Julia, what do you think?
Oh my goodness. I prefer, like, if I'm going with my mom, mm-hmm. we'll go in the morning because then we'll get double discount.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If I'm going by myself, I'll prefer the afternoon so that way I could sleep in mm-hmm. and enjoy it afternoon to evening. But I think when you're going with friends, and which is what we decided ideally, like a group of people, I
right.
think it's like evening, afternoon.
Yeah, for sure.
Late night, if it's spontaneous.
I mean, a late night movie can also be really fun. Like I said, I've had experiences where all the tickets are sold out, so you can only get the latest viewing, mm-hmm. and it's fun to kind of have that experience, and then it's like really late afterwards, and you're just kind of, I don't know, I have good memories with that, but I think ideally it's definitely best, like you said, late afternoon, early evening.
All right, locking it down, late afternoon, early evening,
yeah.
time of day.
Yes. All right.
This is going to be quite contentious, but seating, right? We have a lot of subcategories yeah. here. Seating choice, reserving seats, stuff like that. So, seating. In the theater, you know, you go in, you sit down, like, what, close to the screen, far away from the screen, what do you guys think?
I'm, like, on the fourth row in the center.
Fourth row, okay.
I have had that down because I suffer from migraines, mm-hmm. and I hate it when the light just hits me in the eyes. Mm-hmm. Especially, like, for action movies or things that just have, like, really cool lighting. Like, I'll get a sporadic migraine,
and I hate it. Ideally, you would be getting migraines, right?
Ideally, yeah. if I'm not getting migraines, then still, fourth okay. row in the center.
Yeah, you want to
somewhere,
be...
not on the floor, but, like, once you're up on the stairs.
Yeah.
That right. first row on the stairs, but in the center, so that way, on the railing, you could lean your feet.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Perfect. Leaning your feet on the railing,
so
perfect.
The first row on the stairs.
Me and my brother have a term for this. It's uh-huh. called... getting lawyer seats because you're lawyer just past seats. The bar.
Okay.
So
I like that.
I like that still seat too because
yeah.
it fills your entire peripheral vision with the movie. Like you don't have to like look to the right, and be
you
like,
don't
oh, look what's
be...
going over there. Yeah. That is perfect. I agree with you. A little past the center.
Yeah. A little. Yeah. And also like, but if it comes down to, we've decided that ideally you're in the center and you're close to the railing, but like if you have no choice but to be far back or far front, where would you
rather be? Far back.
Yeah, far back for
far
sure.
Far back center.
I think in the last Spider-Man film, I went with my friends because on Tuesdays they're $5, just so anyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not opening week, the movie tickets are $5. So mm-hmm. they're awesome, great to go on Tuesdays. So we saw that one, Spider-Man, the latest one that came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
We went on Tuesday, the only row available was the first
no.
first or second row. No, it was the second row.
Oh my god.
I woke up the next day with a kink in my neck and it was horrible. Yeah. It was horrible. Like I love the film, but it was horrible because you're just looking straight up. And
tragedy.
It's horrible because you're so close, you have to be looking left and right, left and right, left and right.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible.
So we've agreed.
Yes.
Okay.
Centered
around the, you know, past the bar, right?
Past
that
bar.
Space, you know, for the handicapped seats.
Yes.
Past that.
Okay. But reserved seating or, like, not reserved seating?
Reserved seating all the way.
Reserved seating.
I'm tired of people being mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, here's my problem with reserved seating.
All right.
I feel like sometimes when you go to the movies, like, and I tend to go, if it's a movie I really want to see, I tend to go, like, the opening week. And so when you buy your tickets online, and the seats are reserved, sometimes you get there and the seats have not fully filled out. Like, because maybe if you're reserving, you don't get the best seats because you didn't get them, like, as soon as they went on sale or whatever. So then you get to the movies and sometimes there are, like, empty seats, but I don't feel like I can go to them because I know that they're reserved.
Uh-huh.
So that's what bugs me about reserved seating because
here's the thing. If it was reserved seating, here's what I always do. If I reserve a seat, and it's, like, the best possible I could get, depending on when I buy it. If the movie is, like, already started 10 minutes in, or, like, it's about to start, and there's people who haven't been in that seat that I want, I'll just sit there.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get up while the movie's running.
We're talking about the ideal. Like, in the ideal scenario, you get your seat that you want. So in a world where you can get your seat you want every time, do you want a reserved seating where you can, you know, just walk up there and be like, oop, that's my seat right there.
Like, I have no problem.
Because, look, if it's ideal, no one's going
to
take these seats, then I like the spontaneity of, like, walking in and kind of seeing, ooh, those seats are available. Let's go over there. Like, I kind of,
Frankie,
I like that
tie.
Experience. Well, there is no tie because
Frankie
agrees with you. But how do you?
Yeah, because, I mean, the ideal thing would be to do reserved seating, but...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like even personally, reserved seating is the way to go. Because, like, spontaneously, there, like, ends up being, like, a group of people, but then there's, like, one seat over here, two seats there, three seats, and it's just,
yeah,
like...
That's fair.
And also,
like,
it's the only chance
move.
I could be the bad guy and be, like, you're in my seat. And I could show them,
I mean, you can be a bad guy at any moment in your life.
But, like, here it's like justified. That. Here you're justified because you have a stub.
Right. Yeah, but I'm not that
electronic one that says, this is my seat.
Right, oh, I don't like that.
So
that's fine. I'm
reserved.
Outvoted. It's fine.
Outvoted. Reserved.
Reserved all the way. All
right. We
best
gotta,
invention.
We gotta get to move on with these. Okay, theater size. I think it depends. This is going to be like an optional kind of thing. Action movies, stuff like that, big theater.
Yeah.
Small
yeah.
drama films, stuff like that, smaller theater.
Yeah, but I think in general, like, if it's the perfect one, a big theater, I yeah, think, is better.
Big theater.
Because there's more options for seating. Mm-hmm. I like the full experience of, like, you know. The
sound is better.
The sound theaters. Being better. Yeah.
Big theaters? All agree, big theaters?
Yes, yeah. big theater.
Juliet. Ooh. I don't care. No. Even if you don't agree.
That's fine. You're outvoted.
Maybe medium sized.
No, I want a big theater.
What about
crowd size? But, like, I'll get it, yeah. Big theaters are nice. Because then you have, like, in the best parts, like, everyone jumps together. Everyone laughs together. So.
Oh,
yeah.
That way, that's a separate thing.
But yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah.
Big theater.
Crowd size. Ooh, that's, big we're getting into it now.
Theater.
Ooh, crowd size?
Crowd size?
Full. I want a full theater.
I guess if you're going for, like, an opening week. Ideally, you'd want a full theater.
I want a full theater.
But like me, that says, like, I sometimes like to go during the morning to get my discount, so there's no people there. So that means I can laugh my butt off as much as
but
possible. I can talk all I want because there's nobody there.
Oh, if it's a deal, you're not talking in that theater.
But if there's nobody there...
Right, okay, but here's my thing. Like,
if there's nobody there, you're talking to theater. Did you really talk?
Like, watch your. If that's the case, then just watch the movie at home. I feel like you.
Get out of this room.
Go to,
get out of this room.
No! Listen to me. You go to the theaters because it's an experience. And so I like the energy of having more people in the room, especially if it's an action movie. You kind of want to feel that, like. I don't know, that other human beings are there with you. It's part of the human experience, man.
You don't
want to
be the only
man.
One like, at a random point.
I can agree with that.
Like,
I bet you're the kind of person who claps when the plane lands.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I whoop-de-whoop because the last time I was in Vegas, I whoop-de-whoop because, oh my God, that plane was so delayed and it was horrible because there was this old man snoring.
Oh my gosh. Right.
And we were like, oh my God, hallelujah.
I mean, I'm voting like smaller crowd size, no. But if you three are voting big crowd...
I just mean, like, that's the experience for them. Because if I want to just watch it by myself, I get that it's not, it's more complicated than this, but you might as well just watch it at home.
If fantasy was real, right, I could just beam the movie right into my brain, right?
That sucks. But that's why we go to the movies, for the experience. So I want people there. I want to feel the energy of other people.
So
like,
full theater, big crowd.
Okay. Wait, do you guys agree with me? I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm the one who disagrees with you.
Because you suck. Just kidding.
I guess opening week or not. I feel like that's kind of like the same one. Opening week or not. So
I say opening week.
Yeah.
I want to get that movie as soon as possible.
If I have reserved seats, I'll do opening week. If not, no.
Quick question. Seat saving.
Bad.
No, don't save seats.
It's so obnoxious.
Personally, I think one person could save two seats at max. One to each side, right? You can't be saving seats seven rows. Like, no.
Right, because you walk into the movie theater and you're like, and you're by yourself. Like, let's say you're by yourself and you're like, is that seat available? And they're like, no, I have the next 10 seats to myself. No. That's awful. Your friends should be here already.
Yes. If you're going with friends, everybody's there at the same time. No.
Right.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, we have to be on point.
Well, unfortunately, exactly. I'm always the one who ends up having to save seats. No, and I'm that one person. And just be like, and I'm like, I don't want to save the seat. No. I feel so conflicted.
I hate
when someone walks in and, like, you just look at them and they look sweet. They look kind. You know, they look like a normal person. I don't want to tell them that I'm saving the next 10 seats.
Right. I like being able to say, no, these seats are free. Go ahead and sit down and enjoy the movie.
You can make someone
sometimes it's nice to I love meeting new people, so I sometimes it's nice, you're like, is this available? And they're like, yes, and you get to make a friend. That's awesome.
Has anyone of you I have a question in relevance to saving seats. Have you accidentally lied and said you were saving seats and in the end you never save a seat? Is it because you just want to sit next to a person?
No,
I just tell them they stink.
I've never no, it's because he's an Aries.
I've done that, yeah.
I've never done that because
I've never done that. I just was just very curious.
That's some chaotic evil energy.
That is, that's pretty chaotic evil.
How do you react to someone saving a seat and you ask if it's available and they tell you no, like straight to your face? How do you react?
I just assume it's not available. Like, I would assume like they're saving for someone.
And then what if you find out during the film there's nobody sitting there?
I move there halfway through the film.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't care. Whatever. I'm already sitting. I'm watching the movie.
I power move and I move their soda to their side and put my
That's
soda
because
there.
You're an Aries.
I show them who's boss.
That's
I take a sip
Aries
from their
energy.
Soda and I eat their popcorn.
Okay. So it means we've come to a consensus.
Yeah.
No seat saving.
Yeah.
No seat saving. And you're going to save 2 max.
2 max, right.
That's it.
One per arm, right?
Yeah.
It's your wingspan.
Yeah, exactly. If
you're Michael Phelps and you have like a 6-foot wingspan.
Well, that's a whole other story, right?
I don't care. I don't care if you put your soda over there. I don't care if the popcorn's there. I don't care if your purse is there, your sweater. I don't care. Two
it's
seats
just,
max.
Yeah, it's just awful.
Or
okay.
You get out of here.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Okay, last one for part one, chair type. So for chair type, I think like the three top ones that we talked about earlier were traditional, you know, like sit down, like regular chair style. Then you have your classy leather, faux leather recliner seats. You know, they go a little buzz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. And lastly, you have like your D-box rumble chairs that get that extra fourth dimensional experience.
Okay, know? So I love D-box, but I wouldn't say it's ideal. Like that's just like fun. Like you're like, I feel like splurging a little money.
If you have the money to splurge, do it.
Yeah, and it has to be like a superhero movie. Even though I talked about hating superhero movies last time.
It has to be something with action.
It has to be,
explosion, something.
It has to be fun, something that you know is going to have movement and action. But ideally, I'm going to say recliner seat because I want to be comfy. I want to recline back. And I feel like that makes the movie going experience better because like let's say you do get a bad seat and you have to be near the screen. If you can recline back, you're going to be happier about it.
Yeah, I agree. Recliner seat all the way.
Reclining?
I feel like it's a very passive experience. I feel like if you're trying to add that like fourth dimension to a movie, I'm sure it's fun, but you know, it's like you're trying to reinvent the wheel. Like there's no problem with the seating.
But
maybe
it's fun.
Getting more comfortable. That doesn't make me more comfortable in the movie theater.
Oh, no, yeah.
But I feel like it's a very passive experience. You got to be comfortable. You got to focus, right? So ideally for me, it would be like one of those like, what are those like little like chambers called where like you're like laying on like salt water.
Oh, my God. Like one of those like, oh, my God, I know what you're talking about.
Sensory deprivation.
Yes.
Ideally, it would be one of those.
Just, oh, my God. You're floating. Then you would really be like if you came in at noon and you left at night, like you really would be a different person after
ideally,
that.
Ideally, just your consciousness, right?
Oh,
doing
my
this
God.
Story, right? So I'm
this is
reclining.
Wild.
I'm voting reclining.
I love whatever Francisco's talking about.
I like reclining, but I've been to a theater that reclines. Like a smidge, or like I would prefer in an ideal world, I want each theater to have a lazy boy.
Yeah,
a lazy boy.
A lazy boy.
That's what I mean by reclining.
Where no, but like, I want your feet go all the way up. The back goes all the way back. All the like you could be laying flat. I prefer those.
I don't like sitting with my feet on the ground. Like I want my feet to be up somewhere.
Oh, we got Val here, Miss. I don't want my feet to touch the
listen,
floor.
Listen, I'm
don't touch the floor if I'm sitting
on
the
you get carried into the theater by your sleeves
listen,
too.
Okay, listen. I'm 4'11", so half of the time my feet can't even touch the ground. It doesn't matter. But that's why I don't like the sensation of my feet dangling off the chair.
You're just used to it.
I want them up on top of something.
Oh, do you take your little like high chair to the restaurant.
Shut up.
No, I'm kidding.
And what if I do? No. And what about it?
Frankie, your thoughts. What do you think?
Recliner, all the way.
Recliner?
I love putting my feet up.
Is there a specific type
yeah.
of recliner?
See? Oh, but we're not going to get angry at Frankie about wanting to put his feet up.
No, Frankie's like 6 foot four, right?
Yeah.
6 foot three.
His feet touch the ground, so.
His head touches the ceiling, too.
Like, I have to sit all the way back so I can, like, get my feet in the air.
Yeah, because I can't imagine being tall. I'm not super tall. I'm like 5'10", 5'11". And I sometimes don't fit in like just regular seats.
Yeah, because but me and like, Val were so below stacked. The average height of the U.S. The average height of the U.S. is 5'3". And they gave me 5'2", just out of pity for my license.
Just to spite you.
So, yeah, my feet don't even touch the ground either. If I'm sitting all the way back, they don't. And right. I just don't like it.
So, ideal chair, reclining.
Reclining.
Lazy
reclining.
Boy style. Right?
Lazy boy. Yeah. Oh, my God. Couches just all the way.
Yeah, because okay. Yeah, you want to be comfy.
That concludes part one.
Thank
right?
you for listening. I'm kidding. There's more.
Part two, the arrival.
These next categories are like when, like at the theater.
You
like
are
actually
at the theater.
At the theater. So I think this is going to be like quite a long topic, this one. The next one. Ideal meal or snacks at the theater. I will start off before.
Wait, meal or snack? Let's just go around.
Meal or snacks? No, you can't be having a meal
no.
at the theater. That's too distracting. I don't want to hear clinking
that.
Of like forks and knives. No.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
But you they have a meal that's not with forks
but
and knives.
But you don't
like
go
you
to the
flatbread
movies
pizza,
for a meal.
You don't need forks and knives unless you're being
okay,
bougie.
That's a different question. Pizza is a snack.
Pizza's
first of all.
Yeah, pizza's like a snack.
No, we'll argue.
No. You should not be having a meal at the movies. That's not the place for
snack food. Yeah. Finger food.
Finger food,
yes.
Yeah. Before any of you say anything, I will make a very strong case.
I already know what's coming.
Against the classic popcorn.
You're going to lose.
Right?
Here comes the essay.
Popcorn. I think an ideal snack would be something soft and something with texture, but nothing too crunchy because you don't want to crunch. You can't hear the movie, right? I propose mozzarella sticks or pizza.
I have to disagree with you because popcorn is the quintessential, like, movie-going snack. You can't argue against popcorn.
Yeah, you can. You get one of those kernels stuck in, like, your gums, and you're thinking about the whole movie.
I don't know how you're eating your popcorn, but that sounds like a personal problem.
Oh, I'm sorry that your slaves hand feed you popcorn, okay?
I don't approve of this narrative you are assigning to me.
Oh, well, that's my proposal. Anything soft and savory.
So then nachos are out of the question.
Unless they're soggy by the cheese.
Ew! Oh, Francisco, man. Gross!
You're just weird.
You need to go. Get out of here.
You need, like, food sensitivity therapy.
It's time for you to chill, bro.
Yeah, it's time for you to chill, bro. Exactly. No, you need to have popcorn. Like, you can't ban popcorn as the experience. Like, it's salty,
but then again,
it's buttery, it's crunchy. You want a crunchy snack.
I want real popcorn. Not the fake butter oil that's in there. Because
I'm sorry. You're going to a theater getting the fake butter oil.
You're going to love it.
In my ideal theater, I'd like real popcorn without butter and salt where you could still taste the sweetness of the corn. But then again.
Julia.
What do you mean?
What's wrong with you people?
She brings a can of cream corn and a wooden spoon.
No. What I'm saying is, like, popcorn. I like
delicious.
It. I'll do it. But, like, they have to upgrade on their butter at least.
I guess, but so, we're talking, I'm fine. If you, like, I don't go to the movies expecting, like, nice popcorn. Like, I expect the whatever nonsense garbage they're going to give me, and I'm going to like it.
Frank, back me up on this, please.
No. No, Frankie.
No.
Dude,
I made, like, sweet corn popcorn, but I do popcorn. Maybe not every time, but popcorn, I'll take it. Someone offers
Frankie
me
has
popcorn,
before.
I'll take it. Go.
Frankie.
My, like, favorite movie food is chicken tenders and fries. Like, oh my god.
Came at us with a curveball, Frankie, but we're talking about popcorn.
But then again, I always do get chicken tenders and curly fries.
I'm with that.
I'll get that more than popcorn.
But that's a meal.
Because usually someone else will get
that. But no, it's finger food.
It's a borderline.
It's a borderline meal.
No. It's too close to snack.
Okay, no, but popcorn, when you think of the movies, do you think of chicken tenders and fries or you think of popcorn?
Nachos.
I mean, popcorn. Or nachos,
okay,
like second.
Popcorn, yes. Popcorn, but there's so many other things you could get.
This is ideal.
Well, yes, candy. M&M's, popcorn. Do you ever pour your M&M's into the popcorn bag?
No.
Okay, get out of this room.
I've tried that once before. It wasn't bad.
It's great.
All right, we got to come to a consensus for this.
Popcorn. You have to have popcorn. Sorry, Francisco.
Popcorn is a must.
Yeah, thank you.
Whether you're buying it or someone's offering to you, popcorn is there. I will not purchase it.
I will
be like Frankie and get chicken tenders and fries.
Frankie.
Someone will always end up taking a chicken tender.
Frankie.
But then again, I always also have a box of Sour Patch.
You can't say no to popcorn, though.
Okay, I will go with any candy is good. Because I think most candies are not super crunchy. Right? So any candy you get is good.
What if you get a Jawbreaker?
You need to get over your crunchy fear.
That'll last like the entire movie.
Frankie, what are your thoughts? Final thoughts. Break this.
I mean...
Popcorn? He's stuck with chicken tenders.
Right,
popcorn.
Okay.
Popcorn.
That's
popcorn.
Movie popcorn. Right.
What about drinks?
And then everything else is just
secondary,
personal preference.
What about drinks?
Drinks? Ooh. I don't normally drink soda unless I'm eating something, but I'll go for water. I'd rather have water.
I think water's good, like chilled water with a little bit of ice.
Yeah,
that or, like, I do also unsweetened tea, iced tea.
Okay. That's strange.
So a cool drink. I feel like, I wouldn't say no soda because you're going to spill. I'm saying you spill every time, but then the floor gets sticky. You create a problem for the
ushers. I like a good movie theater soda with your butter.
They're extra
popcorn.
Sweet. I get that. But
it's a little... I go for water.
Ideally,
I tend to go for water.
Ideally, you'd be getting a soda, though.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
ideally,
I agree.
It's a soda.
No, not a soda. I don't like soda. I hate soda.
Oh, but that's you.
That's a personal issue. Like, Francisco's hatred for popcorn.
Well, if we're coming up with an ideal thing, I will usually bring my own water because I'm not overpaying for $5 of a giant bottle. I'll bring my own bottle of water, mm-hmm. and I'll infuse it with some lemon wedges.
I think I'll go soda.
I think I'm gonna go soda.
Personally, I drink my unsweetened tea, but like personally, it's soda. Like
yeah, when you think about
going sweet. To the okay, but what soda in particular? Because I'm very picky.
That's a whole different.
That's like too
Coke.
That goes down
to like deep personal preference.
Yeah, well,
I like
does.
Lemon, so I'll always get Sprite.
Okay.
Or I'll get a juice.
Sure.
Soda, popcorn, and soda.
Okay, so that would be popcorn soda.
What about trailers? You know, you're at the theater. Are you going there early enough to watch trailers, or are you, you don't care, you're going, you kind of, the trailer is like an extra buffer time between you getting there and the movie.
I like a
Wait,
good
do we
trailer.
Do trailers? Do we like trailers?
I love trailers.
I like trailers, but like I mentioned this outside of the podcast. I went to go see The Lighthouse and there were like 20 minutes of trailers. That's not acceptable.
Yeah,
that's not okay.
That's like way too long.
But I do like trailers because I like to see what's coming up and I get excited and like...
It's like extra little movies
yeah,
that you get to watch.
I agree. Yeah, yeah. You described it as like an appetizer. I think mm-hmm. it's definitely like an appetizer for your movie.
Yeah.
I like it.
especially with like Disney movies or something where they have like little shorts.
Well, shorts are fun too. Mm-hmm.
I think every movie theater, like every trailer should also include a short.
Like every movie should
yeah.
have a short. Right. But the thing with shorts is weird because Disney movies, it's like a quick, like maybe
five minutes.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's fun and easy to process. But if you're going to see like a serious movie,
okay,
like
yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like a short can kind of throw off like the vibe or whatever.
Well,
like,
it depends on what short.
But do you want a serious like 5 minute short? I don't know.
No, trailers.
I think
trailers are like the appetizer to movie going trailers.
Yes.
So trailers are a must.
Yes. But they cannot be, they can't be 20 minutes long. That's wild.
Yeah.
That was insanity.
What would be the ideal length of trailers in total? 15?
I'd say no more than 10 minutes.
10 max.
So that's about like 4 trailers.
Yeah.
Yes. That's it. And that's fun. You get, and they have to be good ones because sometimes they're just so like garbage. Like
no rom-com trailers. I can cast that on YouTube. I'm at a theater. It's rom-com. It's a drama. Like, if I want to see two people talking, I just bring my dad's.
Yeah.
My dad and my mom.
Yeah. I just, yeah, I want a big, like, cinematic kind of trailer.
Yeah.
Where you go, wow.
Yeah.
And
I'm
like,
wow. Yeah.
And, like, you tap your,
like,
look.
Like, oh my
like,
God,
you gotta
I can't wait
see
to
that.
See
they
yeah,
gotta, like,
exactly.
It up online.
That's the reaction
I'm
you
like
want.
I'm like that with rom-coms.
Well.
Next.
Next.
All right. Screen. Like, 2D, 3D, IMAX, or D-Box?
3D, bad.
Bad.
Why? Bad, what? Evil,
why is it
garbage.
Bad?
Because it's
headache
not good.
Inducing.
The technology is
distracting.
Not there yet.
For me, it does come down to I get a massive headache, like after seeing
Pink
Eye. Movies.
Yeah.
Pink Eye.
Wait,
what movie theater are you going
what?
To?
Back when like 3D first started becoming popular,
they
like,
would have
they
to
they reused the thing.
Ooh,
and,
icky.
Damn. Yeah,
someone didn't wash their hands.
Their eyes.
Their hands.
I think
that went into their eyes.
Ideally, like, if you're watching, like, IMAX, I would say IMAX.
Yes.
I think it's worth, the, like,
it's
$5
amazing.
Extra
it's
amazing. It depends, because some films are not offered in IMAX.
Well,
true.
We're
when
saying...
you can get an IMAX, get an IMAX.
Yeah. I think, ideally, though, IMAX is awesome.
I'm going to watch the shit out of this rom-com in IMAX. I'm going to watch those...
So it would be either IMAX or 2D. Depending on
the right, yeah, yeah. I just don't want a 3D movie. I feel like it is. It's distracting for me. It's headache inducing. Like I don't want to. I don't want to. And it's more expensive,
what
right?
What about D-Box?
Leave that for the amusement
yeah,
parks.
Yeah, well, we talked about D-Box. It's fun on occasion.
Yeah.
I don't think
all
of your movies need
leave
to
that
D-box.
For the amusement parks. You know, leave that for Disney.
Leave
and,
that
like,
for
Universal
the superhero
Studios.
Movies.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. What is... I don't know what D-Box is.
D-Box is where your seat moves with, like,
okay.
the action of the movie. That's fun, but, like, it's like an attraction. Like, you're
what
just
is
going
this,
for fun.
Spider-Man the Ride at Universal Studios?
Yes, and it's a blast.
Dude, if they made that, I'd do that.
I saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse in D-Box, and it was so much fun. You were, like, swinging around.
Imagine.
It was a blast.
Wow.
But that's what I'm saying.
Right.
But you don't need that for every
yeah.
movie. Like, I'm not
so,
trying to watch The Lighthouse and see, like, two right. people yell at each
quick
other.
Quick vote.
Like,
2D or IMAX? I vote IMAX.
Ideally, IMAX.
Yeah,
IMAX.
IMAX. Put down IMAX. All right. We're getting on the kind of like a home stretch here. We got the screen down. What about the general ambiance of the theater? Phones?
No.
Phones
they're off.
Off.
They're off.
Off.
Phones
off.
Like, you have to...
Phones off.
If you are the type of person who pulls out your phone
then I hate you.
No, I understand. I understand if you pull your phone in its low brightness, because that's not
that's okay.
That's fine.
Right, no, and you need to.
And if you have
do
to,
it every 20 minutes.
Right, and if you have to send out like a quick text or like whatever, but if you're scrolling through your Instagram story while we are at the movies, there's something wrong with you, and you need to leave.
I'm gonna say this.
You shouldn't have bought this.
Yeah,
I think you should either have your phone on airplane mode or just completely turn it off.
Right.
You guys are my witnesses. If I see you pull out your phone and answer a phone call or a text, I will punch you in the back of the head. That is a threat. This is admissible in court. I will punch the back of your head.
Yeah, like
that's a little bit too vicious for me.
It's just awful. It makes me so angry. I want to snatch it out of their hand and be like,
"Well, yeah, it does make me angry." But I'll just like, tell like the people working there, like,
and it'll
escort this person out.
It'll distract me. Like, I'll get so angry that you're on your phone that I won't be able to like concentrate.
Just like, you just follow what the screen says in the trailers. Turn off your phone.
Turn off your phone.
Just turn them off.
It's not worth it. It's like,
you don't want Francisco to hurt you.
It's like it's like texting and driving. What if we just need to make a commercial? I'm like, I will punch it back in the head. It's like texting and driving. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Do you want to get punched in the back of the head? No.
No.
I will find you.
This is a warning from the film, bro. Yeah. Please don't do it.
Chatting. No.
No.
Absolutely not.
There was a guy who was snoring next to me while I was watching freaking Ad Astra.
Well, then that's not chatting. On. That's just sleeping.
I will punch the guy in the throat, too.
Oh, my God. I think you have issues, Francisco. Have you considered anger management?
No. No chatting. No noise.
No, yeah. No.
Wait, what if?
No, there's no acceptable. There's no scenario where good talking is okay.
I'm okay.
Even if there's a fire, just wave at me. Don't even talk.
What?
If there's a fire in the theater, just be like, wave it at me. You know, pull your arms, wave at me, and like point at the exit. And I'm like, good, I got you. I'm leaving. I'll leave while I keep watching the movie.
No, yeah, and okay, the movie theater needs to be a little cold. I have to feel cozy. Uh-huh. I want, like, a jacket. I want to be cozy.
And you can't be friends with my mom because she's, like, dying of cold.
You bring a light sweater.
Bring a blanket.
Well, I don't know.
That's a little excessive. Coming from the film, I'm willing to punch me in the back of the head, but I won't bring a blanket.
Okay.
No. That's why you
have backpacks. That's where you draw the line.
That's where you draw the line.
No. You bring a blanket. But not, like, an actual blanket. I bring, like, a giant scarf that is a scarf. I'll wear it as a scarf, and I'll just happen to use it as a blanket.
I'm not buying a scarf blanket.
Yeah, no.
Well, okay. I'll bring
a nice sweater.
It has to be pitch black. Well, not really, because that's a safety hazard, I guess. But it needs to be dark in the movie theater.
Turn off those, like, wall lights.
Yes, nobody wants that.
Turn off wall lights. It has to be completely dark. All I want to see is the screen and the exit sign, and that's it. Yes. Right?
And loud.
It has to be loud.
Sound has to be on. I don't want to blow out speakers. Nothing.
Oh my God, yeah, no.
It has to be clean, preferably. I understand this is very super out of your control, but I don't want my feet to go
ew, and then or you're like crunching popcorn under your feet.
Oh man.
Ew, yuck. Yeah.
I think that's why there should also be like a separation of a longer intermittent or time in between. Like each film.
Showings.
Because I hate walking into a theater and seeing like people's old popcorn, people's old drinks, and like you said, you don't want to be
floor
touching.
Sticky and yeah.
Oh, bathroom breaks. If you were watching a movie, you go before and after. You don't go during. You're gonna miss out the plot. You know, millions of dollars went to this movie to give you an experience, and you're missing it out because you have a tiny little baby boy bladder. All
right. In your face. You have to pee like right before the movie.
I understand.
And then again, I have been in a situation where I've had to pee really bad. And I've held it in, and it adds more adrenaline.
Exactly. That's why we do lights off,
you want
sound loud, bladders full.
Full. You want empty.
But the thing is, do you want that adrenaline rush during like a rom-com? No, not really. Like,
if it's a rom-com, I'll step out.
You're going to be laughing so hard, you're going to pee your pants.
Oh, no, yeah. Well,
it
does
that. For the next person.
And it does suck, like, when movie's over and like, you have to literally run out of the theater because you're peeing yourself.
Ideally, I understand you're drinking something during this, and I understand a lot of people have, like, you know, medical conditions or, you know, just...
They can't control bladders.
Sorry if you have a medical condition. Yeah. You're ideally, the only one.
Ideally, you don't have that. In a perfect world,
you don't have a small bladder.
You go before and after.
No bathroom breaks, ideally, in a perfect world.
So I think we've generally covered everything here, like everything of the actual movie going experience. Okay. Lastly,
part 3, post movie.
All right, this is after the movie.
That's a really freaky voice.
Thank you.
It's very Batman-y.
Better than mine.
Stole the title from
we agreed bathroom break after, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bathroom break after.
You go to the bathroom after the movie is over.
Are you recapping the movie with your friends?
Yes.
If absolutely. You go with friends, yeah, yes. You have to.
I mean, we do go with point. Friends because that's like, our decided
movie. I feel like that's part of what do you do after the movie? I think like either getting a coffee, getting dinner, or hanging out a little bit with your friends. You know, in the parking lot, in the car, you talk about the
you
movie.
Talk about right.
Yeah.
I think like ideally talk. You carpooled or something, and mm-hmm. so you can all just talk on the drive back. Mm-hmm. Like
you turn your phone on, you realize you have 30 missed calls from your dad.
Yeah,
he thinks you're missing. He thinks you've been kidnapped.
And then you call him back, and he doesn't answer.
Yeah, and then it turns into your own horror movie.
Yes,
turns out you were being boogied by the boogeyman all along.
Boom. Okay.
So but yeah. Then- You talk
if
afterwards.
You recap and you talk after with friends, you have to also be very selective on what friends you're going with. Because some people don't want to talk about
that. Well, yeah, you're going
you have to go with people who you're going will with. Actually talk about it and go in depth and detail with you. Because if not, then what's the point? They'll just be like, oh, the action was good. It
right.
was cool.
Sometimes yeah. that sucks when
you need
can't.
To go with someone who will go through it. Like, oh, how was the score? How was the quality? Did you like the colors?
Sorry,
the
mom actress? And dad.
Yeah.
But my mom and dad are terrible with that because I'm like, oh, what did you guys think about this, and this? Did you guys
like, get oh, it was good.
Did you guys understand that, like, symbology that, like, no, I thought it was real dumb.
And it's really cool because if you didn't understand something or you didn't catch something, someone else might have.
Or my mom falls asleep during the movie.
Oh my gosh.
So she's paying for a $12 nap. Which I hate.
My mom naps does the are same essential. Thing.
If like, you are sleeping during the movie, no, stop it. If you want to sleep, go home. You know.
If you're even a flush, tiny bit tired, you should just not go to the movies.
Flush your $20 bill on the toilet and take a nap. Same experience.
Yeah.
And you save a little money on gas because you're wasting your $12 that you're paying or $15 you're paying for your movie theater, right?
So sorry, the moral here is we should go to the movies together.
Yeah. And lastly, do you spoil movies for your friends? That's a big no.
Oh, man.
No.
That's a big no unless they ask, like, it's okay, spoil it for me.
Yeah.
You need to get verbal confirmation from your
friends. You have to get, like, an explicit verbal contract
like
out.
Like, three forms of verification.
Right, yeah. Like, are you sure? Okay, but are you sure?
Are you absolutely sure?
Okay, this is my, like, 5-second warning. We're going into the spoiler and, like...
Yeah, exactly.
I think... You shouldn't give spoilers, but if someone's asking you, like, how was the movie? What did you like about it? What did you not like about it? You have to also give your recommendation on the film. And it has happened where I tell someone, oh, I didn't like this film. They ask me why. I tell them why because I have to go into detail. And they're like, but now you spoiled the film for me. And I'm like, well, you asked me why I didn't like
it. Be my friend then.
Well, so how were you explaining it? Because I feel like you can talk about
like
how much
you hated
it. Like,
you explained,
like,
the end of it. It was for the
see,
film.
See, that's where you messed up.
No, because that was what I didn't like about it. I didn't like the film five feet apart. It was like a romance.
Did you... Couldn't you just say, I didn't like the ending?
Yeah, you could have just said,
no, because
don't
then
like
they
the
asked me what...
Oh, well, then, yeah, that's their
problem. So then that was just that.
Oh, your friend's just dumb.
Yeah, that's just their problem. Sorry, friend.
So spoilers, you only give out spoilers if...
You have verbal confirmation.
Have verbal
with
confirmation.
Three forms of verification.
Yeah, with three
forms
of verification.
You want verbal text and I want hand signals. Be like,
yeah,
yes.
We need to like shake on it.
Up.
Two thumbs up. You
pinky
approved.
Promise.
Pinky promise. Pinky promise you're not going to get mad after. All right,
so let's take it from the top. We'll do a quick recap. So part one, pre-film.
How are we going to sort
a pile of
yeah
notes.
I wish
have a pile of
the viewer
notes.
Or the listeners could see the pile
of
sticky notes
when we upload
yeah.
it
so
it's a pile of sticky notes
she put it on
wait, I'm
gonna Instagram
do it right now
so
I've just been taking
follow our
little
Instagram.
Notes
yeah follow our Instagram
as we go along
FIU film studies follow our Instagram FIU film studies okay that
and
was
subscribe
it.
To our newsletter at FIU no at film.fiu.edu
Okay, thank you for listening to our shameless plugs.
Wait, that's where you're listening this from.
Well, if they haven't listened to it.
Okay, so we're taking it from the top. Tickets you were buying before, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
You were buying paper tickets,
mm-hmm.
and you're going in a small group.
Yes.
Five maximum.
Five people maximum. Okay, five people maximum. Time of day, ideally, you're going late afternoon, leaving at the early evening.
Later mm-hmm. afternoon, you come out at evening. That's yeah. where I have my sticky mm-hmm.
for the transformative experience.
Seating choice. What do? You get some lawyer seats.
Lawyer seats.
Lawyer seats.
Center
I love
past the bar.
I love that term. I'm going to be using it from now.
You get reserved seats in a large theater with a large crowd, obviously, at opening week. And you're saving two seats maximum. If your friends
no
are going to the bathroom,
that.
No
yeah,
more than
that. Either side of you. No more than that.
On reclining Lazy Boy style seats.
Yeah.
Okay. Part two, arrival at the theater. You're getting dumbass popcorn, I should snack.
popcorn and soda. That's like our ideal. That's like the staple of the movie. But anything else, that's a personal preference. Because for me, in an ideal world, I would not get popcorn.
Oh, that's true.
Someone else will buy popcorn and then we'll share, but I will take control and dictatorship of the Sour Patch.
If you're buying popcorn, you're sharing that popcorn.
Yes. It's not just for yourself. You have to share
popcorn is meant to be shared.
Popcorn is a communal experience.
Yes. You have to offer it. If you're going with the group, you have to offer it. Right. You can't just be like, no, I'm not going to give you.
If you're hogging the popcorn, you're not a good person.
guess what? Punch to the back of the head.
Yeah, punch in the back of the head.
You are evil.
And a disapproving look from me.
I think just for me, when I go with my group of friends, we'll buy our own things. But, like, water, because since we'll just, like, have a bunch of waters. Or popcorn or whatever, chicken tenders or nachos. Mm-hmm. We'll, like, share. But we'll offer. We'll offer at least. Even if we say no or like, oh, no, thank you. I don't want any. You offer.
As I was saying earlier, the movie-going experience is about communal. People. It's about the community.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You're sharing your popcorn.
If you can't drink soda, like, if you can't drink something sweet or you can't eat popcorn for whatever reason, you have some kind of allergy, anything, any kind of snack you want that's not crispy or crunchy is fine, right? Any kind of candy you want is fine, right? But
not jawbreakers.
Not jawbreakers. Ideal conditions, we agreed, popcorn and soda.
Yes.
Also, trailers. You're getting there for the trailers, but the trailers, this is for the industry.
That's like an industry thing. They have to...
Can't be excessive.
It can't be excessive. It can't be 20 minutes. And also can't just be 5 minutes of trailer, because then it's just like...
It's one trailer.
It's just one trailer. You need to have at least maybe 2, 3, 4 maximum.
Four is a good number.
And you're watching these trailers in an IMAX screen with the rest of the film.
Yes.
Ideally. If it's offered. If not, you go with a standard classic
But we're
TV.
Talking ideally. Ideally, so IMAX. Yes,
IMAX.
Ambience. Phones off. Are all chattering, none. Darkness.
What chattering?
Chatting.
Chatting, that's chattering.
chatting. Zero chatting. Zero. Darkness, pitch black, except for the exit sign. And the little, like walking
area. Right. Sign. And, like, the stairs lights, because I'm going to be tumbling down.
Also, like... The theater has to be in good quality. Like, you can't have, like, rips on the screen. You can't have, like...
It can't be, like, misaligned.
It needs to be, like... The curtains need to open exactly where they need to be opened. You can't be having the projection on the ceiling or on the curtains. The curtains gotta be smooth. There can't be a tear. There can't be a ripple.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
And it's gotta be
clean.
Cold.
Good, high-quality standards. It has to be also clean. Sound. Loud. Bladders.
Empty. They have to be empty.
You're taking your bathroom breaks before and after. Temperature, a chill 72 degrees, right?
Yeah, it needs enough to be cool that you can wear like a little sweater.
Enough for
you
like
that way you cozy. Can, if you're with someone special, significant other, you can cuddle.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. I think like when it's cold, I don't know what it is, but like your senses are heightened. I don't know what it is.
And
get excited.
Yes.
And post-movie, bathroom breaks. Yes,
you go ahead. Go to the bathroom. One of the first few things you go. And it's also when you're in the bathroom breaks, you can tell which movies are doing great because you'll start hearing people talking about it in the bathroom or they'll be humming the music.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell.
Ooh.
That's how you can tell. That's why I always walk in and I feel like if I've liked the score of a film, I'll go in the bathroom and if I hear someone humming something that was similar to it or in it, I'll be like, okay, that one was really good. Because I know I have confirmation.
And you can relay that to your friends while you recap the movie afterwards.
Yes.
Which is part of our post movie.
Because you have to recap.
And you're grabbing dinner, you're hanging out, you're doing something, you're digesting what you just
digesting
saw.
Digesting the movie, yes.
You're watching it and you have to go with people who will actually go into detail with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think like you go with a big group. Let's say if you're going with 10, 15 plus, whatever it may be, even though that's not what we ideally want. You can't just go with people who be like, oh, the movie was good. No, you have to talk about, like, why was it good? Give me your reasons. Why didn't you like something? Did you catch this? Did you catch that? It's nice to have the opportunity to talk with your friends and figure out what is it that we each like. Because I'm sure everyone's going to like something different about it.
Mm-hmm. So.
And lastly, you are not giving spoilers unless you're specifically asked to give spoilers.
And if they ask you why specifically you did not like a film and you just happen to spoil it and they go back to you, but you spoiled it. You just got to be like, well, you didn't understand what you were asking then.
Exactly.
You have to be very clear with what you're asking and what you're going to be telling someone.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
You should always, like, verify, are you going to spoil the movie? Okay, then don't tell me. Like, stop it right there.
Yeah.
You have to be very clear. Yes.
But lastly, and most importantly, the ideal viewing conditions for a movie are anything you like.
This is just what the FIU Film Studies interns have decided.
Our professional opinions being FIU Film Studies interns.
And I'm not saying we're right, but
we could be wrong. I mean, don't throw the popcorn.
But if you like popcorn, you're definitely wrong.
No.
All right.
I'm cutting it there.
Well, that was the main story of the podcast. And now we enter the 5 minutes of the film, bro.
Yo, chill!
Oh my god, I almost lost it.
You're gonna have to edit that so that it sounds more.
Welcome back to the 5 minutes of with the film, bro. I have oversimplified the plots of three movies.
Can we know what genre of movie?
No.
And
I didn't do well last time.
My co-hosts are gonna have to guess, decipher my enigmas, and see what movie I'm talking about here. You guys ready to start? Whoever wants gets a crisp high five.
Yes, because I didn't get mine last time. Ooh. Even though we tied, I was expecting
I'll give you one right now in the back of the head. Rude.
I want everyone to take note of how mean Francisco was to me.
My wrist works again.
He was injured and couldn't hit people.
Yeah, I was injured last week. You guys ready?
Yes. I'm pumped. I'm ready. I'm going to win.
Okay.
I think I'm going to lose. Let's go.
Bullied teenager fixes all of his problems by learning the ancient art of kicking people in the face.
Karate Kid.
Oh, she got it immediately.
Ooh. Yeah, I was going to say.
Wait, which version of the Karate Kid?
Oh, the original Karate Kid.
Oh, because I was thinking of Jaden Smith.
Wait, I can't worry about versions.
Where
like
he does an illegal kick to the face. They say in the movie, no kicks to the face. He wins with a kick to the face. Karate Kid is a sham.
Okay.
All right, this one's a little, that was an easy one. This is a little harder.
I got that one, but I was thinking the Jaden Smith Karate Kid because I just recently rewatched it again.
Julia's up 1 point.
Okay.
A black and white story where brave parents track down a serial kidnapper who has taken their children.
What?
Say that again?
I'll repeat that. A black and white story where brave parents track down a serial kidnapper who has taken their children. This is dark.
So it's a black and white film.
Okay.
Is it kidnapping?
Not necessarily.
Can I black ask? And white as in
movie. Or it could be it's like their ideals are very black and white.
Could be. I'll just give a clue, it's not a black and white movie.
Oh god.
The Incredibles? Kidnapping.
It is not The Incredibles, no.
The Incredibles? What did you
get? I don't know.
They didn't kidnap their kids.
What's his name? Is not a serial kidnapper.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That was Frankie's guess. Val?
Rest in peace.
Oh my god,
there's
I have no
just
idea.
Just dead air. Come on, all on you. Julia?
I have no idea.
You know there's a problem here if I'm not speaking. Like, I can't. The wheels are turning in my head and so I can't figure kidnapping. It out.
Are you guys tapping out?
I'll tap out.
Oh, I don't want to, though. I want to win this.
You got 15 seconds.
Is it taken? I'm kidding.
No. You guys ready?
Yeah, I guess.
101 Dalmatians.
Wait, what? That doesn't count. Those aren't kids. They're Dalmatians.
Parents track down their children.
Okay, children?
Yeah. Black and white, you know, the 101 Dalmatians.
Whatever.
Cruella de Vil, serial kidnapper who keeps taking animals to make their kids. I was going to put that she was going to kill
worst.
Them.
Okay, fine.
That was
a nice one, film bro. You did it. Dude. You stumped us. You did stump us.
This one, I will give you a clue. It is a black and white film.
Oh, okay.
And you should know it. Definitely know it. The life
I
of
don't know it. Oh, my God.
The life of an eccentric rich man who dies with his favorite souvenir is retold by those who sort of knew him.
Wait, what?
The life of an eccentric rich man who dies with his favorite souvenir is retold by those who sort of knew him.
What is retold? His life or the souvenir?
His life.
Oh, his life.
What?
Dude, I'm lost.
Come on, guys. Okay. If Strakarsky was here, he'd be.
Well, that's because
he'd be
doctor.
Dishing out.
Yeah,
il dottore.
Il dottore. Eating il calzone.
What? No, he was eating
Stromboli.
Stromboli.
That's a little callback.
Yeah.
For those day one fans.
Thanks, day one fans.
What do you guys think?
Can you repeat it again? Sorry.
Sure, I'll repeat it again.
An eccentric rich man.
The life of an eccentric rich man who dies with his favorite souvenir is retold by those who sort of knew him.
So there's a flash.
It's a good movie. I personally like
it. It sounds familiar, but can you give us a little hint? I'm not going to get this one. I need
sure,
a little
it's
extra.
Black and white, it is considered one of the greatest movies ever. You guys should definitely know this. As film studies interns.
Is it... I'm going to guess something, but I've never seen this movie, and it's going to be embarrassing.
Go.
Is it Citizen Kane? I've never
seen it. It's Citizen Kane.
Yes! Oh, I haven't even seen it! Woo!
I think that title came into my head, but I'm like, I don't know. I haven't seen it, so you guys haven't seen
Citizen Kane?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. Orson Welles?
I know. I've seen other stuff with
Orson Welles. I'm against Strakarsky here to kill you guys. To
shame us. Shame. Shame.
All right. Well, I guess I have to give a high five to Julie and Val.
Okay. I want it this time. I'm cashing in. I want my two. I need my two high fives.
All right. Well, that's cashing it for out? 5 minutes with the film bro.
Yo chill.
And thank you everybody for listening. See you next
Thanks.
Newsletter.
Yeah. See you.
Bye guys.
Bye. Peace.
Enjoy your popcorn.